I've just hung up the phone from a friend, ex-friend now, whose wedding was a few weekends ago. She had a beautiful wedding, lots of guests, lots of wine and food. There were even fireworks when she and her new hubby left via yacht to go on their honeymoon. She was ringing people, thanking them for coming to her wedding. Ah, sweet, right? Wrong. She told me that the cost of having my husband and I at her wedding was far more than the miserly gift we gave her. So I tell her that we gave them $200 cash and a small designer candle that was $75. I was thinking perhaps someone stole the card with the cash. My friend's always been a bit quick to judge and can be tone deaf rude, but she has a good heart. She says to me that it wasn't enough and that the venue charge was $250 per head. So I owed her another $300 cash.
Right. Let me explain. That was a reconstruction of a social media post in Australia. And a wedding guest in Australia was stunned after the bride called her to say, hold on a sec, your $275 Aussie dollar gift wasn't enough, demanding an extra $300. The comments. So instead of stumping up the $300, needless to say, she went on to a social media site to regale the story. Well, it's since gone around the world. So it got us thinking here in News Talk, as we come into the Irish wedding season, how much should you give at a wedding? And are the Irish as guilty as the Australians when it comes to undergiving? Or is this greedy grubbing with zero class on behalf of the bride? Well, Henry McCain just over Deer Mania down in Kerry, sorting out that for us with the Rangers. Ivan. What's the take on this?
Yeah, it's grubby. It's money grabbing. It's zero class. And we did hear Serena Bellissimo there actually, you know, reconstructing that social media post. And this story, as you said, has gone completely viral. It's a sticky one because, you know, when it comes to guests...
You got married recently.
I did. I got married there in
England.
Thanks
for the invite.
Did I invite you?
No, you didn't.
Did I not?
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Don't let that faze you. Carry on.
I'm sorry.
You can be rude.
So yeah, rural 17th century church. People had to travel over. They had to spend money on flights. They had to spend money on accommodation to come to my wedding. So I didn't expect anything from them.
Go away with that.
Celtic
now. You're
Tiger,
just being polite.
Back here in Ireland. Back in Ireland, obviously the Celtic
you
Tiger.
You expected
is
a monkey
well
in the envelope.
Dead.
500 smackers.
Oh, stop. But here is Selena Murphy, deputy editor from One Fab Day, the wedding website. They discussed this subject in a recent podcast on their website. This is what Selena Murphy had to say.
If I was in this attendees situation where someone called me up and said that 50 quid that you put in the card wasn't enough, I would seriously reevaluate what I thought of that person who I thought I'd been invited to their wedding because we had a lovely relationship and I was happy for them and wanted to celebrate with them. That would put a serious dampener on that my view of that person. I think it's pretty laughable, to be honest. It's interesting that this story is based around an Australian bride, and in general, we find Australian brides to be pretty reasonable, but I don't think in Ireland that kind of attitude would fly at all. I think we're a very humble nation when it comes to weddings. I hate to feel like we're putting people out. Like, we've got a post on our website about how to make your wedding less expensive for your guests. And that takes in things like accommodation, food, dress code, you know, and people love that post. We're really, really receptive to it. So I think in Ireland, the couples in general are really happy if their guests don't feel that financial pressure. So the idea of someone actually laying on the financial pressure with a phone call is really alien to me anyway in what I've encountered from Irish couples.
When I got married, some people were incredibly generous. One lady put €50 in an envelope. She wasn't even invited to the wedding. And then some wedding guests didn't actually give any gift at all. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I don't think any couples invite people when they're making their guest list based on how much cash they're going to get or what an amazing gift they're going to bring or how fancy the people are who are going to attend. Like, personally, I've been at weddings where I only had 50 quid to spare between whatever other costs were involved in attending the wedding. And I put that in a card and I felt like, maybe that's not the average, that's not enough. But I did it and I'm sure they appreciated it. And equally, I've been very generous in times where I've been a bit more flush. I really don't think couples care. And if couples care, I think you as an attendee maybe should view them in a different light.
Well, now, Ivan, something slipped out there. You said that some people went to your wedding and gave nothing. And you said you were fine with it.
Absolutely fine with it.
That is the most passive-aggressive statement I've heard in 20 years. I mean, you still haven't got over
it. Presence,
you
know, no, is
let me just psychology stuff you on you now, and so far as you were clearly shocked that some people gave no. Who are they? Name and shame them. I mean, like, the fact of the matter is, it is
maybe
an outrage that someone would go to a wedding. So look, if you went to Henry's wedding and you didn't buy it, you are an outrage. It's even worse than the people, the couples. Look, my take on this is that weddings have gone so off the Richter scale. I'm now facing into my second one, getting married, and they're talking about two stag events. And
You're getting married again?
No, the second child.
Okay.
The point about it is this. What is the norm now? It seems to me to have gone out of control. What's the normal gift to give? Because Chris Donahue used to wonder why he got so many invitations to weddings when he was on Breakfast with Me. He gave 500 yo-yos.
He
said that's the reason. Yeah.
Wow, he gave 500. Yeah. I think the average is 100 to 150. So 100 for a single person, 150 for a couple. That is the average. It's different in England.
30 euro?
Just 30. 30 euro in England.
It'd be quid. Sterling.
30
now,
pounds.
Sterling is about the same.
33 euro. Here are some brides and some guests.
It depends on your relationship with the bride and groom. So for like an acquaintance, maybe 150 euro. As a bridesmaid or a groomsman, 250.
Would you pick up the phone and say,
no,
look, you didn't give me enough?
No.
I need more.
We had people not give us anything in a card for our wedding.
And you were okay with that?
Well, I thought it was, you know, you don't get married and expect...
You'd expect
You don't expect a card, you don't. You're not getting married for the money.
And where did you get married?
Benin Medina in Spain.
So your guests travelled out to Spain?
Yeah.
And they had to, you know, buy flights, buy hotel accommodation?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So you went easy on them if there was
Yeah, I didn't fall out with them or anything. I didn't ring them up.
You didn't ring them up?
No.
But you were.
I just talk about them behind their back. They're off the Christmas card list.
Me personally, I would give between 100 to 200 because that seems to be the normal nowadays, but everyone seems to be giving between 500 to 1,000 plus.
Wow, 500 to 1,000, that's very generous. And these are friends of yours, that's the kind of going rate.
It would be, yeah.
So you're basically paying for their wedding.
Yeah.
And their honeymoon, giving 500 to 1,000.
Well, considering how much is a wedding nowadays, you're talking maybe 10, 20, 30,000 plus. I was in Wexford in a hotel. There was about 700 to 800 guests. Big wedding, and I also heard the bill, and the bill was 40 something thousand euros just for the reception, let alone the bridal car, the dresses, you name it, and I've seen the prices of dresses, and you're talking phenomenal money. So you could be paying up to 50, 60,000 euros alone on that. There's someone's house.
Well, there's so many things utterly wrong with that. I mean, 700 or 800 guests. How many guests would you say were on my side at my wedding?
Oh,
in December?
I would say you probably had about 700 being a former politician.
20. I had 3 fundraising gigs with political events so that all my supporters could go to those. And then I just restricted it to close relatives. Because if I insulted someone by inviting Paddy and I didn't invite Joe. But I mean, why do you need 700 or 800 people? You don't have 700 or 800 people who might even go to your funeral for
heaven's sake.
I know, 700
friends.
So what could you get away with? What's the minimum?
Well, I think you can actually spend hardly anything on your wedding. You can do a wedding for just a few hundred if you want. You can really, really, you don't need to spend thousands. You could do it for 5,000. I think that's a realistic number.
Okay.
I really, really do. Here is the editor of One Fab Day, the wedding website, Claire McGarren.
I wouldn't care at all if someone doesn't give me a gift at my wedding. The whole idea of having a wedding is you're essentially throwing a party. You don't throw a party and expect people to come and bring presents. If they do, that's a lovely bonus, but it's certainly not the reason you don't put a price on the plate at your wedding.
Should guests actually cover their plate, and have we monetized weddings?
Well, the general etiquette is that you tend to cover the cost of your meal. So if it's like a low-key, like backyard wedding, you might give 50. If it's a really high-end wedding, you might give 200. But the point of this is that's the general etiquette, but it's up to you and what you can afford. You also don't have to give a cash gift. So if, say, you think it might be more appropriate, you can give an actual gift. Gift registries are becoming increasingly popular in Ireland. I think nothing is perfectly acceptable. Generally, a gift is etiquette-wise, advisable. But there's definitely no right amount. It is about what you can afford. And with gift lists, it's a nice way for couples to have something small like dinnerware that's €20 and then something a little bit larger that might be €200. And that way the guests can have a choice in what they gift.
Right. Just reading this text. Ivan, what did you give your colleague Henry for his wedding, asks Suzanne. I think I sent a text. I'm not sure.
You did.
Text cost 30 cents now.
You were nice to me for a week. I'm not something.
My daughter got married and so many of her friends gave her absolutely nothing. I'm actually shocked at this. Someone saying here that never mind friends not giving a gift. I got married last year. My own sister didn't even give us a gift. Unless I was supposed to consider the novelty tea towel she brought from New York to get. I am actually shocked about that.
Well, she had to fly from New York. I mean, well, that would have cost £500 per person.
Okay, the next issue beyond gift giving is thank you cards. Now, it actually is quite elaborate. The couple usually send, you know, something
especially
a little more.
Printed
exactly,
with a photograph.
And it might have something to do with the wedding and that.
Bit tacky. I actually think stay away from the photographs. Just send a simple thank you from Paper Chase or something like that and get that thank you out. Don't wait a year. Do it straight away. But I think thank you cards are extremely important. Even if the person gives you nothing, write to them and say, thank you for coming to my wedding. You don't need to be passive aggressive or aggressive aggressive.
Did you? And the person who gave you nothing, did you send them a thank you card?
Well, I mean, they didn't have to send me anything.
No, I know.
I didn't send them a thank you card, no, but I should. I should just.
It wasn't
them.
Necessary for you to say that. I mean, that is so passive aggressive. Sorry.
No,
you're hanging yourself every time.
No, people.
So, thank you cards. Yes. What's the advice?
Well, I think it's very, very important. Here is a bride and a groom talking about thank you cards and a wedding guest.
I wouldn't expect one to get a thank you letter. I think they're busy enough at that time of their life. Such a big day. I think if you're going to a wedding, anything from kind of 150 to 250 is an ample gift as a voucher. Yeah, it's a big day for them.
So you're pretty generous.
I wouldn't say that, but I think it's a fair amount of the gift. You know, you're inviting them for the friendship, I would hope, rather than the gift. But I think it's up to the individuals and what they can do.
I think it's not important how much you give, it's just the support you give to your friends.
Oh, I'm not that fussed about ever getting a thank you, really.
Really? Doesn't bother you?
No, not at all.
Because he has not received a thank you card from me.
I was his best man and I'm still waiting on a thank you.
You're still waiting.
I've just been planning the perfect gift. I've been building up a huge guilt in the back of my head constantly. Anytime I have some free time, I'm like, oh, I should really do those thank you cards. I think it's easy enough to bring the dosh on the day.
Yeah.
I think it's 100 a person is pretty much...
100 per person is about the average, you think?
Yeah, I think if you're close friends with people, you know, they're not going to, like, take it to heart that much. Probably if you can't afford it, if there's a different situation going on, they'll probably know about it. But, yeah, I think I definitely know some people who have taken insults and not thinking that. Yeah,
I remember the more generous ones than the less generous ones, though. They're the ones that stick in my head. So I got €300 off somebody who... really shouldn't have given me €300.
Really?
Yeah.
So some kind of friend of a friend gave you €300.
Well, no, but it's like someone who was like, I was expecting like, you know, £50, mate, you'd be sound. Must have done something right with that guy.
I do think it's a little bit nuts in Ireland because I live in the UK and it's a totally different situation over there.
Because in the UK you could give €30.
Yeah, it's like, it'd probably be £30 from something like £50 from a couple. Yeah, that stresses me. I always think we have to give slightly more than that. It doesn't go as high as the Irish things, but I physically can't go to a wedding over there and only get €50 from a couple. It stresses me out too much.
All right. Well, that concludes that report. I have spoken to Henry off air. The guy who didn't give the gift.
Ivan,
didn't give a card. You met him in college. You knew him for 20 years. You probably see him at the rugby tomorrow. And you've never said it to his face, but you're prepared to out him on national airways.
Ivan, I mean, I can't
shocking.
Stand over
it
anything
shocking.
You just said there.
No, it's totally shocking. I mean, like, you know, and there's no redeeming factor. There was no card. There was no nothing.
Well, I mean, friendships aren't about money and gifts. They're about friendships. That's what they're about. So I think
friendship has gone south very suddenly. All right, that report. Do text me 53106. What would you do with your college friend for 20 years, comes to your wedding and gives you nada? Gives you absolutely nothing. It's shocking. And I'm feeling your pain, Henry. Thank you very much indeed.